Number six is super important, like I've said about every other number, and it's become such a buzzword, and that is to raise and maintain a high vibe. And I know that the buzzword is kind of annoying, but this is what I truly find it to mean, and I kind of alluded to it during our live talk this last month, and it was that everything has a frequency and a vibration. The chair that you're sitting in, the AirPod that's maybe in your ear, the pen that's in your hand. The more dense someone's or something's frequency or vibration is, the more solid we see it, right? And then there's also some frequencies and vibrations that we can't as humans see, like radio waves or cell waves. It doesn't mean that they don't exist, it's just that we can't see them. In the same way, the way we feel is part of our energetics, and it's affected by our environment. It can also be affected by what we eat, what we drink, what we consume, what we watch. Being around people with positive, radiant energy raises and maintains our vibes, which I think is such an important part of this membership, and which is why I wanted to be a community of women that really hold each other accountable and are always in this positive, enlightened place where we are continually raising each other's vibe. When you're around people that are draining, that lowers our vibe. Consuming wholesome fruits and vegetables amplifies our vibe. Removing yourself or replacing lower emotions or vibe items from our life allows us to vibrate energetically much higher. This in turn is a magnet for more of that frequency or vibration. That's the key here. So that's really what I think the law of attraction is, or what people talk about being the law of attraction. High vibes attract high vibes. High vibe is also the biggest magnet for manifestation.